Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, 20h passées de 6 minutes dans les studios de Radio Liban, 96.2 FM. Désolé pour le petit retard à débuter à parler dans cette émission. On a eu un petit problème technique en fait, avec nos deux musiciens qui sont les invités de Rupture ce soir. Un problème technique qui a été réglé à présent. Et je suis là très content de vous annoncer que nous accueillons dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir le duo d'électronique et de musique expérimentale libanais Court Circuit, un duo qui va se produire demain soir à Walima dans le cadre des sessions Greedy Ears qui accueillent différents musiciens libanais depuis quelques semaines de cela. Hadi Saleh et Osman Arabi, musiciens donc de musique expérimentale, de noise et de musique électronique, sont les invités de Rupture 96.2 FM ce soir. Ils vont nous parler d'eux, de leur musique, ils vont jouer en live comme c'est devenu la coutume dans cette émission. Et on va commencer tout de suite avec un morceau 2 du groupe Court Circuit, non pas en live mais en studio, et juste après on sera avec ces deux messieurs donc. Bonsoir donc, chers auditeurs, vous êtes en ligne avec 96.2 FM Rupture ce soir en présence de Hadi Saleh et de Osman Arabi, invités de Rupture ce soir. Ils vont présenter un concert demain à Walima dans le cadre des sessions Greedy Ear Sessions et ils sont là ce soir pour nous parler d'eux, de leur musique. On va commencer avec Osman. Hello Osman.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to welcome you in the studios of Radio Lebanon.
Thank you, Ziad.
On behalf of me and Fadi, we're very sorry about the small technical problem that occurred.
No problem.
These things happen, especially when there's live stuff going on.
Yep.
Osman Arabi, your name is very familiar to me. I've been hearing about you for many, many years as one of the pioneering electronic experimental noise musicians operating outside of Beirut. Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us how you started making music. Very simple. Start from the beginning.
Well, it will go to 20 years ago or something like that.
That's fine. We have all the time we need.
Okay, great. I was 6, I guess, when I first started playing on the guitar, but it wasn't official, more like doodling. So that was it. That was the very beginning. That was when I started buying tapes, collecting musical releases, be it on vinyl or any other format. And things moved on from there until now, yeah.
You've gone through different musical cycles and evolutions in your life. What you're presenting tomorrow is very different from what you've presented 2 months ago when I saw you at the Art Lounge in Beirut. Tell us a bit about the different types of music that you've played throughout the years.
Okay, well, first I started as a metal musician, playing heavy metal, death metal, black metal, grindcore, and other various genres and subgenres of the metal.
on guitar?
On guitar, basically electric guitar, and sometimes.
Did you sing as well?
Yeah.
Or did you process your vocals in any way?
Yes, I did sing actually, but it was occasional, not always. And sometimes I would switch to bass guitars, so depending on the project. But mostly it was electric guitar. And after that, I started doing some drone and moved to electronics. I started with noise, ambient, dark ambient, ritualistic ambient, power electronics, harsh noise, etc. But regarding the Art Lounge concert, it was more of an experimental thing, but in a very different way that we are doing in Kursikui right now. It was more based on a single clean guitar playing with lots of effects. And the result would be pretty much droney, spacey, ambient, and without the use of any other electronic
external sources.
Sources. Exactly. But now with the Kursikui, it's much, much more complex.
Kursikui is a very different proposition from what you do on your own.
Exactly.
Basically, it's
it's more open.
It's more open to improvisation, to different elements, to different influences.
Very exactly, that's it. And it has also a very different perception about sound, and it doesn't have a certain ideology or a propaganda to spread.
The first track we heard tonight was by Kursikui, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what you're presenting tomorrow at Walima is going to be very different from what you're presenting tonight. We'll come back to this in a little while. Osman, we're going to talk more about your work with Kursikui tonight. We'll have more occasions to talk about you as you. And what we've done is that I've asked each one of you, you and Hadi, to bring some music for tonight so that we can play it and listen a bit to the influences that participate and contribute to your music. So we're going to start with your first track.
Yes.
And then we'll talk a bit some more. Do you want to introduce that track for us?
Yeah, of course. Well, basically, we're going to have right now White House. White House pretty much is the godfather of the power electronic genre, started from England. It was back in the early 80s, and they were the ones who tagged the term power electronics. And I chose this very specific track because it reflects something lots of noise and power electronics musicians lack nowadays.
Can you tell our audience what you mean when you say power electronics?
Because I think this
is the first time that this term is mentioned in this program. And if you want to intervene, Hadi, please feel free. Your mic is now on.
Okay, well, power electronics,
yes.
Well, basically it is what most people right now call noise or harsh noise. But the White House guys are the ones that invented the term, and which is using electronics and analog sources to create noise, but in a very powerful and harsh way. That's why the term, that's how actually the term came out, power electronics. So starting from that point, which was around 1984, the term power electronics became something official and worldwide known. So this is why I chose White House. Because
they are at the beginning of things.
Yes. And the other reason, which is very important, is that White House are very well known for their offending subjects and propaganda.
And lyrics.
Lyrics, exactly. And what I love about it is that they managed to capture this hateful atmosphere and this perverse ideology in sound, which many, many musicians do not even come close to it. So I think once you will hear this track, you'll start to understand a little bit what I meant.
We're going to do this right now, and right after that, I'll be back with you, Osman, and with Hadi.
We'll be right back. giggling chicken skin. Face the feast of powder. Face the feast of powder. Face the feast of powder. Cause I know you're screaming to the whole fucking world. To the whole fucking world.
Osman, on my way to the radio before starting to prepare for this program, I listened to a couple of CDs of yours that I had bought when you played that concert at Art Lounge, mm-hmm. within the general acousmatic framework, which we will talk about with Hadi in a few moments.
Okay.
And the music that was found on those two CDs with drawings of insects and various, it's pretty close to what we're hearing right now. It's harsh noise, harsh electronics.
Yes.
Is this where you draw your influence from?
Well, I cannot directly say that.
I mean, this type of bands like White House, which we're listening to right now, and other electronic persons.
Yes,
like,
but mainly the main influence comes from metal first, then the power electronics and noise bands.
Okay.
So that's why I included another metal track. So that's why I can show you both.
Both influences.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how come you've been active for so long,
mm-hmm.
and I have not been able to see you perform live until last month. Were you hiding in certain experimental underground circles, which made it difficult to see you, or is it simply that you find that in Lebanon and in Beirut more specifically today, there's suddenly an opening for the type of music that you make?
Yeah, I think that...
Which of the...
Yes, I think that there is an opening right now. I mean, that wasn't possible any time before.
Because you're very prolific. You've made a lot of CDs. Mm. And these CDs are not only just CDRs with a green back. They're actual CDs that you've pressed.
Yes.
And from talking to you, I know you've done a lot of concerts.
Yes.
With more or less difficulty and more or less trouble.
Exactly.
So you think it's due to people being more responsive?
Well, now... Yeah, it is. Now things are much better. But before, I couldn't find any support or enough interest. Most people would immediately dismiss the entire music as garbage.
Garbage?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was a bit surprising. I wasn't expecting that word. Okay, let's listen to your second track.
Yes.
Which is a manner for you to display the your various influences.
Yes, it's going to be Blutaus Nord Odinist. It's a black metal project.
Odinist is the name of the band?
No, the title.
Okay.
The title of the album and the name of the track. The band is Blutaus Nord, and it's a French black metal band. And it chose the modern approach to black metal. And I think it pretty much describes where I come from.
Let's listen to it right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
écoute le groupe Bluthouse Nord sur 96.2 FM, l'un des choix de Osman Arabi, la moitié du duo de musique électronique expérimentale Le Court Circuit, qui est l'invité de 96.2 FM ce soir et qui sera aussi présent demain à Walima dans le cadre des concerts Greedy Ears. Hadi Saleh, bonsoir.
Bonsoir Ziad.
Tu es quelqu'un de parfaitement trilingue, arabe, français, anglais, donc je vais te laisser le choix de choisir ta langue de préférence.
I prefer English.
You prefer English. Hadi, you've formed this band with Osman Arabi, Court Circuit, not a very long time ago. Am I correct?
Yes. It was like 2 months ago when we started to experimenting with sounds between both of us. And we got to this point where we took it a serious project, and now we're working on all the other stuff we're doing.
Hadi, you've known of Osman for a long time, I presume.
Yeah.
Just like I have. You've heard about him.
Since the metal days.
What is your involvement personally with the metal days, between quotation marks?
We came from this metal background when we used to listen to metal, and it developed to listen to more extreme music, to getting to breakcore personally, and now with power electronic, harsh noise, dark ambient, we share this, both of us. So basically we are working on this project due to this...
Due to the two of you liking this type of music, I guess. But in your case, Hadi, you're someone who's active on very different levels here in Beirut, here in Lebanon. You're the man behind the Acousmatic Project,
yes,
which is a musical collective that aims to bring musicians from abroad and have them play in Beirut, both musicians and DJs,
and to expose like more
local musicians
and other genres that was neglected before in Lebanon, from experimental to the breakcore, harsh noise, and hardcore music.
Did you used to attend metal concerts in Lebanon in the 1990s when the scene was very fertile in the city?
There were many bands that we were supporting back in the days. There were a black metal band called Damar and another one called Ayat. And this is basically the circle we were in.
When you mean we, do you mean you and Osman, or do you mean you and your partners in Acousmatic?
No, me and Osman.
Okay.
Partners of Acousmatic.
Tell us a bit about Acousmatic. This is what I'm trying to get to.
Acousmatic is a non-profit organization that aims to expose local arts and the music and all kinds of arts in general. We started this in April 2009, and we started doing some gigs from many genres of music in the same one. We got Homeboy in April. Technoist during the summer, and the last artist that came to Lebanon was Cedric, who plays experimental noise electroacoustic music.
Who was featured in the same concert as Osman at Art Lounge.
Exactly.
Cedric is from Belgium, and he has a record label in Belgium that specializes as well in this type of music. It was a very good evening that evening at Art Lounge. I'm not a specialist in these types of music, but I thought that the music on display was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I like the conversation between Osman and Cedric. It was really unique to see this Lebanese guy and Cedric that has a very big history, and both of them had this history, and they played something together. It was very interesting for me personally also.
It's also very interesting that your organization is being able to bridge the gap between foreign musicians doing this type of music and local musicians doing this type of music, and being able to do it in a venue, which is a venue like Art Lounge, which is sort of an art gallery, art space, and being able to gather many, many people from different backgrounds, etc. I think it's absolutely admirable.
Also, in addition to the venues, we did some events in the nature and also in a factory. That was also when Osman played with Cedric over there. It was in a factory, and the music was perfectly related to the location in a way. It was very industrial.
It fit with the environment.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Hadi, we're going to... Yes, Osman? I'm sorry. Did you want to interfere?
No. Just moving.
Hadi, we're going to perform the same exercise we just did with Osman, which is that I asked each one of you to bring three or four tracks without consulting each other. I think you cheated and you consulted each other.
No, we didn't. Trust me.
I was hoping that Osman would bring Abdul Halim Hafiz and he would bring Umm Kulthum.
I wanted, but they are way too long.
So, Hadi, present us with your first track, Atrium.
Karkeri. It's a project from Poland. They play dark ambient, and the track is called Inside the City. It gives the sounds of the city very clearly in the sounds, so we can listen to it now.
Very interesting, because the musics that you brought with you together are very different from what Osman plays, very different from what Court Circuit plays, and very different from the concerts you've been organizing with Acousmatique. It's a good panoramic viewpoint of all the different influences at play in Court Circuit.
Yeah,
this is how we started. It was experimental.
How did this band come about? What happened? How did you decide to come together? Was it out of a shared love for atmospheric, ambient, electronic music?
No.
The shared love was present. We started this band by mistake, if you want to say it. We started to play together.
It's a very fortunate mistake.
I guess so. And unfortunate for some, I don't know. It depends.
We started by putting tracks on each other and see the sounds that can generate from the music,
the combination of the two
tracks.
Are we talking about laptops?
Yes. Yeah, it was purely electronic at the very beginning. Hadi would bring his laptop and I would bring mine, and we'd just throw
ideas.
Songs songs, actually.
And that, samples from we gathered from...
different sources or for several bands that we listened to. And that's how we started, basically. And we had Danny's, the event at Danny's. We went there and it was
Danny's is a pub.
A pub in Hamra.
A pub restaurant in Hamra that, that's been having concerts, hosting concerts for the past 2 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Scrambled Eggs have played there, and Court Circuit did their first concert as Court Circuit there.
Exactly. And that was basically the official start of Court Circuit.
And you're playing for the second time tomorrow in a restaurant, another restaurant in Hamra called Walima, very different setting. Whereas Danny's looks like a venue and feels like a venue, Walima is more of a restaurant, but there's also a stage that's been set up recently, mm-hmm. and sound equipment as well. And these people have been hosting live concerts every Tuesday under the name Greedy Ear Sessions and inviting different musicians doing very different things. And you guys are going to be performing there tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Hadi, we're going to listen to another one of your choices.
Shazandi knew about him. The Garden.
Okay, we're gonna say that again very slowly. Anster Sende Neubauten. It's a German name. It's not very easy to start with, so why this choice?
I really like it, honestly. I don't know. I can't explain, but I've been listening to this track for a couple of years now and I really like it.
You know that Neubauten are one of the most important bands in the creation of this music that we call industrial rock, industrial electronics.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Blixa Bargeld and friends, with a track by Neubauten called The Garden.